Masechet Parah, Vav, Mishnah, Beis, Haya Kiddush Tzav, Al Pnei HaMayim. If the Kiddush, meaning the ash of the Parah Duma, we're referring to the ashes of the Parah Duma as the Kiddush, as by the virtue of taking those ashes and putting them in the spring water, your Makadish, the Afer, or the Parah Duma. And the person put a lot of ashes into the spring water to the extent that some of the ashes did not mix in with the water, it was floating on top of the water. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, Aimrim, Noitel, Umekadish. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon said, hey, you're allowed to take some of the extra ashes that's floating on the top of the spring water and be Makadish different spring water with it. You would take different spring water and take those ashes and be Makadish by putting them into different spring water. The Chacham Maimrim, Kol Shenaga B'mayim, Ein Makadish Bo. The Chacham said, any time the Afer, the ashes, has already touched water, it no longer would be right, it wouldn't be fit to be Makadish it into different water. Since it touches water, even if you would go ahead and dry it off, it's too late. You can't put it into different water. While Mayor Rabbi Shimon holds that if you would dry it up, you could take it and be Makadish it by putting it into different spring water. Zorof et amai v'nimsa kadosh milamat. Somebody who would Makadish the ashes of the Parah Aduma by putting it into spring water. And he went ahead and used that spring water to be mazah to sprinkle on people that were tmei made. And after he was mazah all the spring water, he saw that there were some ashes left on the bottom. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, Aimer, Minage, Umekadish. But Meir, Rabbi Shimon said that those ashes could be used. You just dry them off, and you'd be mekadish by putting them into different spring water, and just like in the first case, where the ashes were floating on the water, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon hold they can be used by being mekadish them into different water. So in this case, where there are ashes left on the bottom, they could be used by being Makadish them, by putting them into different spring water. The Chacham Oimrim, Kol Shenaga B'mayim, Ein Makadishim Bo. The Chacham said, once the ashes have touched the spring water, they cannot be reused, you cannot put them into different spring water and be Makadish them. It's just like in the first case where the ashes were floating on the water. According to the Chacham, you cannot use those ashes again. So too, in this case, even if you dry them off, the ashes that were found on the bottom cannot be reused by putting them into different spring water. Second paragraph of Mishnah came on Makadish b'shukas v'tefi b'tocha. Somebody who's Makadish the spring water that's inside a shukas, a hot out stone. And inside the spring water in the shukas is a tefi, a small earthenware jar, and the spring water inside the tefi as well. Afal pisha piv sar kol shahu hamayin shabitocho mikudash. Even though the opening to the tefi is very, very narrow, when you put the ashes into the shukas, the water inside the tefi is also makudash, it's also kosher to be used to sprinkle on tmei mesa. Even though the ashes that you put into the shukas did not get into the tefi at all, even so, since the spring water in the tefi is mixed in with the spring water in the shukas, when the spring water in the shukas become makudash, when you put the ashes into the shukas, the water inside the tefi also becomes makudash, so therefore you can sprinkle on the same basin from the water inside the earthenware jar. Imhaya sfug. If instead of a tefi being inside the shukas, there was a sfug inside the shukas, a sponge, hamayisha b'tocho psulam. The water that's contained within the sponge is possible to sprinkle on tmei mason. Even though the sponge is inside the shukas, and you're makadish the water of the shukas, but the water inside the sponge is possible to be used to sprinkle on people that are tmei mason. As in order for the water to become a kodesh, it has to be inside a kli, and a sponge is not a kli. Kesed yaseh. So what should you do to ensure that you don't sprinkle on anybody from the water from the sponge? Yizaleh achehu magia l'sfug. You should only sprinkle from the water in the shukas until you reach the sfug, until you reach the sponge. But once you reach the sponge, you cannot use that water that's inside the sponge to sprinkle on people that are tmei mason. Now I got this book. Alpha pi shamayim tzafin agabav kol shehen psulim. But if you reached inside the water and touched the sponge, causing some of the water of the sponge to be expelled into the water of the shukas, even if at the time you touched the sponge, the water from the shukas overlapped the sponge, even so, all the water of the shukas now becomes puzzle. And since the water inside the sponge is puzzle, and you squeeze the sponge, causing some of that water to get mixed in with the water of the shukas, the water from the sponge will puzzle all the water in the shukas, and all the water will become puzzle.